Sandblast. Sandblast.
I'll block.
Spiral arrow.
I'll block.
Hadouken.
I'll jump.
Shoryuken. Oh. You lose.
No, how far are you? I think I'm okay. You've been playing a lot of Street Fighter.
Yes. It's bad. I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I'm playing a lot because I genuinely don't feel good enough for you to even fight.
What?
If I can't even do the puzzle that you just put out there, then you have nothing new to do.
Oh, true. Yeah. That's why I've been playing Ken versus you. You've been kicking my Ken's ass. I don't know what to do. Your Marissa's so much better than my Ken. What?
That doesn't feel great.
I'm sorry, but we had a great time playing Ken versus Marissa. When we play JP versus Marissa, more than I'd say more than six matches, I'd say on the sixth match, you slap your knees and you say, I'm going home. And I don't want you to go home. We're playing games. So if I switch to Ken, you go, OMG, your life bar is at zero, and you giggle.
I think it's a very kind consolation for you to make.
I have a great time. What's going to happen when my Ken gets good? You got to keep practicing. Here's the thing. You're playing ranked a lot. Are you practicing a lot?
That's what ranked is.
No, it's not. You have to go into the training room, the lab. Have you seen that Dexter's Lab video? We used to play this after tournaments when we got smashed.
The answer is yes, I've seen this Dexter's Lab video.
But in relation to tournaments?
No, aired on Cartoon Network.
When you weren't playing Street Fighter?
That's correct.
Hmm. I ordered every set of the... No. I don't even know what it is. It's not the Cardcaptor Sakura trading card game. It's just some Cardcaptor Sakura cards, and they all have numbers on them. There's some instructions on how to play. It's in Japanese. This is nothing. Look cute, though. This is nothing.
I don't watch that show.
Yeah, it's not for you. It's not for me either, but I like it. She got cards to get, just like me. Let me look at my notes. It says cold open, baby. Here we go again.
Welcome to the Security Checkpoint Podcast.
This is a mess.
I liked Sandblast.
Well, good news. That did happen.
You sandblasted me?
Yeah. No, you blocked.
Oh, nice.
Welcome to the Security Checkpoint Podcast.
You can block someone spitting on you. They still spit on you.
This is a podcast about the English format of the Digimon trading card game and Street Fighter VI. I'm one of your hosts. My name is JB.
My name's Nolan. This is the worst Street Fighter VI podcast you could listen to.
That's for
sure. We've topped some Digimon tournaments. We have wrong opinions, but at least we can believe that some of it is right. Our Street Fighter opinions are just wrong. You shouldn't listen to us. But, man, when you throw out a spike, you could throw out another spike right after. They'll never expect it.
And every combo I could learn as Marissa is worse than one fully charged Gladius.
Yeah, I'm wondering if because you play Marissa, it's going to poison your ability to get better at Street Fighter because you're going to measure everything versus Gladius.
Yeah. And nothing stands up to it at this moment.
And what's worse is that when you charge Gladius, I hit the counter button, which counters everything except Gladius. Gladius just punches through my face.
It counters or oh,
I'm saying
DI?
Drive. It's
DI?
Drive impact.
Yeah, no.
I assume not every listener knows what drive impact is, so I just said counter. That counter, I press it just like I press against every other time I get hit, except versus Gladius, she just goes through your fucking face.
Yeah, so solve my puzzle.
I could. You want to?
Not really. No.
Yeah, it's not the time. Did you know if someone rage quits on Street Fighter, that nothing bad happens to them?
I love that.
It's bad.
Oh, never mind.
So many times my crystal is piercing my opponent's their jugular. It's my favorite part. Their health bar is about to go to zero, and then your opponent has disconnected and nothing's changed.
I think that's nature's solution to people who do a level 3 super when a jab would have won. You deserve what you get.
I do a level 3 super when a jab could have killed them, sure, but the jab doesn't come out of the combo there. The level 3 super does. It combos. Just because you have a little health left doesn't mean I don't finish the combo. I kill you in the combo. That being said,
how long does it take to charge your Gladius?
I don't have Gladius.
Oh, weird.
I have no moves
weird.
I can charge.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, you're playing a character that doesn't have the quarter circle for Gladius?
No, I have a ghost and a portal and a crystal and a walking stick because I'm old. You know what's depressing?
Ironic that you have the walking stick when you make your opponent move all over the map instead.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's depressing is that I went into Street Fighter with no knowledge. The last time I played was Street Fighter 4 in college. So playing Street Fighter 6, I went in with nothing. I just saw a Twitter post once about a JP combo, and I was like, that dude looks cool. He shoots from far away. And if I don't play JP, I'll play Ken, because I played Ken in the other games. You know the best two characters in Street Fighter 6?
JP and Ken.
It's JP and Ken.
Of course.
I'm filthy.
Yeah.
I'm disgusting. I don't like it. I want to be bad, but I don't want to play any of the bad characters. Some things have happened since the last time we talked.
Digimon dropped a new ARG.
Oh, God.
I don't think that's what it is, but it looks like that might be it.
Digimon dropped some sort of an announcement of an announcement via a...
That's Bandai's favorite. Bandai loves to announce an announcement.
Yeah. And there was a video with the announcement of an announcement, and there was some words on it like metaverse and traitor.
Yeah.
When I saw the word traitor, my mind blew up. In 5 different ways. There's no way this game could have a traitor.
And also the highlighted Digimon of the whole thing. Was it Deoboromon? It looked like it. It might have been Apocalypmon.
I thought it was Cherubimon. He had the wide face.
Let's take one more look at it. Traitor. Raid
full,
quest.
Full dive game.
Full dive game. Oh, wait.
For freedom.
For freedom.
What's important is still the same, even if its shape has changed.
I don't know that Digimon.
I don't know that Digimon. But this line, what's important is still the same, even if its shape has changed.
Let's speculate way out of our lane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of the lane?
Yeah.
Okay. Digimon Go. You're going to go to all your favorite cyber cafes, and there will be Digimon.
My guess is it's a series of hardback Digimon novels.
Oh, like Choose Your Own Adventure?
No.
Or is
way
it
boring.
What if it's
way
what if it's boring. Just full of QR codes every page because of Digimon?
That'd be interesting.
And only one of them works.
But obviously the most popular interpretation is online TCG client. But I doubt it.
Do you think they like us that much?
They don't even like us that much.
What's it I don't get is that, have you played the little demo app that teaches you how to play the Digimon TCG on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's awesome.
It's gorgeous. And I don't understand how they've had that for so long. And recently they updated it with the new starter decks.
That's crazy.
The ace ones, which means there is even counter timing.
Yeah.
In this goddamn app.
They have programmed all of the steps of the game.
So surely, eventually, I don't know. But this message that says what's important is still the same even if the shape has changed, I feel like that's the message they gave to the Dragon Ball players when they said, hey, new one. There's a new TCG. We know yours is 14 sets in, but...
Okay, what's important is still the same even if its shape has changed. What's important?
Digimon.
Okay, well, I think the card game... Specifically, there's cards in it.
Yeah, there are cards.
There are cards.
So it's either a sim, a rotation.
Ooh, interesting. Or a single player Digimon TCG video game.
I hate that I'd play that. Oh, God.
I would play that.
I hate that I would buy that day one and I'd be like, sorry, I'm coming down with something, Mr. Boss. I can't work today.
What's the current shape of the Digimon trading card game? Play over webcam.
Shape?
5 security, 50 cards.
I'd say like a really big rectangle.
Yeah.
Like too big.
You want to make it smaller?
I want to make it... How do I put it? You know, did you ever see the custom GameCube controller for Phantasy Star Online?
No.
There's a full keyboard between the two halves of the controller.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's too long.
Okay.
It's too long. That's where we are with Digimon right now. You can play from BT1 to BT now. And it's kind of long. I don't think a rotation's super necessary, but for new players, it's hard. I feel like we talked about this briefly a few episodes ago, but it's the hardest it's ever been to be a new Digimon player. Where do you start?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I want to play Beelzemon? Okay, I just need...
the starter deck and...
and a few cards from every set.
Yeah.
Every goddang set. That being said, do you know Beelzemon... it's weird. So many purple cards got restricted recently. None of them are in the Beelzemon deck.
Well, they were already kneecapped because the...
the Impmon?
Yeah, the Impmon, when you mill three more.
Yeah, but it's not enough. They're still going nuts.
Imagine how good they'd be if they could mill nine extra cards on accident.
Sure. I still think they're too strong.
Okay. Well...
they're too consistent. It's 50 cards. I think... do you think if the game went to 60 cards... that would make Beelzemon worse because it's less consistent. You have to put more junk in there.
So it's a trade-off there, right? Like, you have more cards that you need to mill. You have more opportunity to not have the cards you need in your trash. But you get to fill up all those slots with, like, win trash, gain a memory shit.
Yeah, but if you fill it up with those things and then you draw them in your starting hand. I'm saying
it would sure be different.
50's real good for Beelzemon.
Yeah, I agree.
What if that's it? The shape has changed.
Yeah.
What if we're going to 60?
It's a taller rectangle.
Oh, my God.
With 10 extra cards.
Oh, what would I do?
Oh, man. I don't know.
We're not going to find out until 2024 or probably...
unless we run a tournament.
I imagine they'll announce this at Nationals, right? In January.
Wait, go to the end of the video. I think they have a date for the announcement.
The announcement?
I think it's December. Oh, no, just 2024?
The next update is this December. You're right.
Okay, so it is an announcement for an announcement to an announcement.
Oh, this is a Digimon in front of, like, Omnimon. That's Omnimon, right?
That's Omnimon back there. There's some cards.
This front guy looks like he's from Persona 5.
It looks like a relative of that Lugamon, because it's got that little gem, you know? The gem on top?
Oh.
Huh. That's my theory.
Regardless, Bandai's holding some secret sauce. I hope it makes it so we don't die.
Dude,
I
hope our game doesn't die.
It'd be funny if the game dies and this podcast keeps going. And it's we always open with
this is a podcast about the English format of Digimon training.
You cannot play it anymore.
Defunct for a year and a half.
Updates? None.
Baggage claim time? Weird.
The security checkpoint theme is just interrupted by the baggage claim.
Boom, 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 boom. Chica-chica. Is there any other news besides Bandai yanking our chain?
A bunch of regionals happened.
Oh, that's true.
And while I don't think we need to go too deep into it because the meta's about to change, BT14 is knocking on our door. Mm-hmm. When this gets released...
Every time you click any button on your computer,
noise comes
just
out.
A dubstep drop.
When this comes out, we'll be like 4 days away from BT14. So like this is the tail end of BT13, and we've been here a while.
Yeah.
But
not as long as BT5.
No, not as long as BT5. There's a lot more variables. But anyway, some regionals just happened, and there's some Beelzemon 1-1, Shine 1-1.
Congratulations.
The top 16 looks pretty normal. But one thing I want to touch on, JB, is that the deck that was your secret sauce for a while, no one knew how it worked, Black War Greymon OTK, mm-hmm. It's top 16 the last three regionals. It's out.
Awesome.
Everyone knows about it. Are you worried? Like they know all your tricks now. They're not going to be asking a question.
Worried about what?
What? They have knowledge now. They might... do different things.
Like what? What are they going to fucking do? What are they going to fucking do? What like,
how do you sideboard against
your
deck?
Not everybody can play Venusmon. Like,
damn, that's true.
The closest thing I could think of to... an actual answer is like Digimon Emperor. And I just go to 4 in Raising.
What about that guy Yeah, Digimon Emperor just means you need an extra blinding ray, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need one more blinding ray.
Also, oh, if they put you at one, though.
Ooh.
You can't push out. You need red tie. You need red tie.
I actually don't even need to push out a lot of the time. I could just hard play Agumons.
Sure, if you have... Okay, so you would need... Say they put you at one, you can't push out.
Sure.
So you need to play two Agumon. That's six memory. They put you at one, so you need three Gravity Crush slash Blinding Rays, right?
Slash Memory Boost.
Oh, yeah, because you
have... Slash Cool Boys.
Okay. Dude.
I'm fine. I am not worried.
What are people going to do?
I don't know what people do about it, because I think you just lose. I think if I draw my cards, I win.
It's funny. I think with your deck being swingy the way it is, that's the best word I can say. I could see like you playing in three regionals, and one of them you make top 16, one of them you make top 32, and one of them you O2 drop.
Yeah. No, 100%.
It's degenerate gambling.
Which is my favorite way to do it. I think... If we could go and get interviews with all three of those players about the one game that they dropped,
yeah.
I think all of them would say, oh, I just didn't find my pieces.
Yo, if you're listening to this and you
Dude,
top 16,
hit us up.
And you top 16 with JB's weird mess.
Again, not mine. I ripped it straight from the internet, as did you, I bet.
Unless you ripped it from JB, then it's JB's deck.
Yeah. But if you're one of those three,
I'd love to know what you fear.
Let's get in the lab together.
What are you going to do in the lab?
We can practice.
How are you
going to
get better at it? You're going to start playing Tai? You're going to start playing Purple Skull Greymon?
I've been working on this Marisa combo. Can we practice? I haven't.
You have to go
anyways,
to the lab.
Dude, I don't care.
You don't even queue into ranked from the lab.
That's correct.
That blows my mind.
I don't even get to training mode until I finish a match and remember to hit train against your opponent's character.
You're going to get to a point with your cheese that's like too high above you. Yes, your cheese. You're cheesing people.
What?
In Street Fighter, you're cheesing people.
Okay, then everyone who does a combo is.
No, they're playing Street Fighter.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I thought you were going to have an actual...
No, I stand by that. They're playing Street Fighter.
And I'm not?
You're kind of playing Street Fighter. I just... You could play more Street Fighter with all the Street Fighter you play.
I'm not interested.
What are you doing to that cable?
I'm coiling and uncoiling it. It's a fidget.
At least it's not a blade.
Would you like it to be?
No, what? I'm taking blades out of this room. How do you think about that? How do you feel about this three-color Magnemon? This feels like the three-color Magnemon, I feel like, goes with the, hey, things are different now.
Yeah, that's...
Like, this is either A, the beginning of Digimon Chapter 2 in that we're going to restrict a bunch of stuff or do a rotating format, or B, this is the beginning of the end. And it's now, like, everything's going to get three-color and out of control and buck wild.
Every archetype gets an alternate win condition.
Yeah, like... Everything's going to be so broken because they plan on ending the game in the next 2 years. Or this is the beginning of chapter 2 of Digimon, is what I'm trying to say. It's either chapter 2 or the last one. I hope it's the former. Because if it's the latter, what am I going to do with this logo that we have for Security Checkpoint? It looks great.
It's an awesome logo. We don't deserve it.
We really don't. There's so many people who are just like, oh my God, their logo looks so good.
I bet this is a really professional operation.
I bet they're going to give me so much good advice, and we're just like,
blah, blah, blah. Did you know Street Fighter
did
sometimes?
You know flies come like, in a funny way? Semen Displacement Theory, episode 19. You can find all about it.
Oh, holy shit. Oh my God.
Because I have no fear of him listening, should we talk about Max Tapera? Max Tapera,
Okay. So what? Gen Con?
Gen Con.
Last year,
Not the most recent one, the one before that.
Yeah.
2022.
We were fucking on our podcast game at the time. We were out there. It was our first stretch of like posting episodes. We were doing it every
other week.
Every other week.
We didn't miss.
And we're doing pretty good right now. But anyways, episode 19 drops. We talk about semen displacement theory.
STP.
We're all unhappy with it.
I loved it.
Okay. We go out to Gen Con. We talk and meet with a bunch of other content creators. Meet with a bunch of
listeners.
We met
Dan Vang.
We met Dan Vang for the first time.
Yeah.
And we play in that tournament, and it's a ton of fun. We get a lot of people free sleeves.
We met a bunch of people who listen. It was great.
And we made a bunch of new listeners. If you're still listening from that Gen Con time,
what a miracle!
Hey, what's up? Thank you. But afterwards, on our way back to the airport, or maybe the second airport, or maybe the hotel in Kentucky. On our way back, I send a little tweet. It's like, hey, we met a lot of new people and may have a lot of new listeners to the podcast. I hope you like bugs because it's about to get nasty. Max Tapera season and playing Grandest Kuwagamon.
Yeah,
and
I think
weekend.
He top 16 did one tournament, yeah. The first one. We talked to him. He said, yeah, I'd love to be on the cast or whatever.
Yeah,
and
likes our tweet. I hope you like bugs. I check back 2 hours later. Unlike, he's like, oh, that's how.
So that means Max Tapera must have opened our podcast, listened to maybe 2 minutes, because it opens with SDP.
Yeah,
and then it was just like,
SDT. Sorry,
semen displacement
theory.
Oh yeah. Not Peary.
Anyways, this one's for all the real entomologists.
All you real nature freaks out there. Thanks.
If you got nasty this Halloween.
Yeah. Anyway, Max never talked to us again. Yeah. I hope he's doing okay.
I hope you're doing well. He was doing a podcast for a minute, too.
He listened to our podcast for 2 minutes. He's like, I'm going to make my own podcast.
I better than this. Yeah. Hey, don't blame you at all.
Yeah, but can you do it every week? Ooh. Over and over?
Over and over?
We can't.
Anyway, I'm not scared of my secret sauce being out in the open.
Yeah. There was one security control player in the top 16 in like the last three tournaments. Eh.
Same old, same old?
Same old, same old. Nothing really different. And I'm like, when I was, the last tournament I went to that I played security control in, the Gen Con one, I was playing like two or three Cordramons because I was so worried about Royal Knights and Beelzemon and Millith, decks that I just couldn't wait forever, and I had to kill them. Mm-hmm. So I was just playing bodies to go back. People don't care about that anymore. They're just like, I was throwing two Salamon. Like, it's probably fine. You're right. It's probably fine most of the time.
Yeah.
Your security is probably everything you need. Some people are really doing that X program shit. I've seen that's having some...
I think that's a really cool card.
It kills all your tamers.
Yeah, but... And... There's no telling if they're playing X antibody or not. They could just be immune to that card.
That's true. But I mean, if they're just immune to that card, they're not immune to Chaos Degrade. Yeah, the matchups that aren't afraid of that card aren't the ones you need that card for. You need that card
for... Yeah, no kidding.
You need that card for Blue Flare. Oh my god, that does so much versus Blue Flare. Holy shit. Why have I never thought of that before? It stops blue. Wait, it kills tamers, right?
I don't know.
No,
I don't think it does. I think all delete kills tamers.
Yeah, man, I'd love to play all delete.
Oh, you're looking for the card X program from the set X record?
It's delete all Digimon. Yeah, you don't delete. How does this? This doesn't beat Blue Flare. Never mind.
No,
all delete bleeds Blue Flare. I could play all delete. I've been saying that over and over for 2 years,
and you still haven't done it.
No, I don't want to play Omnimon.
Yeah, you can't fit an Omnimon in there.
He's really white. I guess I could tactical retreat him when I'm not using him. Just play Zwartz. When was the last time you saw Zwart on the table?
I would... Zwart, fuck Zwart. Zwart defeat.
Zwart can digivolve.
From black or...
My black, yellow, Shadow Serafi.
That's true. And then grab
never
what? Nothing.
That would never happen. Well, it doesn't grab, it kills. It says, on Digivolve kill a tamer?
No, dude.
What is this?
Wait, you keep saying Zwart when you mean Zwart defeat.
Of course.
Well, there's two different Digimon.
I would never play Zwart. And I thought that was just so apparent. I thought you knew me, you know? So when I say Zwart, I just assumed you knew I meant defeat.
I thought you meant defeat until I clarified defeat and you said, oh, my Zwart could go on top, and you just blew right by me.
So the same shit we've been doing for 2 years.
Yeah.
You say something and I say, oh? Didn't hear that.
Anyways, you... Yeah, that'd be pretty fresh.
When Digivolving, delete one of your opponent's tamers. Not or Digimon, just tamers. This card is years old.
It's pretty fresh,
it's
though.
Only $9.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. Remember when Pulsemon was like 25?
I think I bought one for you for like $70.
No way. Was it alt? It must have been alt.
Might have been.
70?
Yeah.
I don't want to believe that I did that,
yeah.
But I might have.
Yeah.
I'm fucking vile. I'm so gross. I realized at a point the other day that I'm just like, maybe I'm not who I used to be, because I wanted to bling out security control again. I had it blinged as much as I could, or at least as much as I wanted, for a long time. And now...
There's blingier?
The event pack TK Inkari, my favorite tamer in the game, is like $35. And I need 4. Event pack Mimi is like 30.
You need 4?
Yeah. And you know what's dumb? I bought 4 when they were like 18, and they got delivered to the wrong house, and TCG Player refused to try to fix it. And...
Cool business.
And then it went back up to 30, like, by the time I figured it out and realized I had to order it again. But there's some fucking household in Dallas, Texas that has 4 alt Mimis and has never played the Digimon trading card game.
Has no idea what to do.
They probably threw them out. TCG Player won't tell me a time where Omnimon was more than $7.
Well, is this the reprint? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is the reprint.
Oh! Oh. The alt art is $10.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, Mamba Mia.
Mamba Mia.
I've made so many bad financial decisions with this game. You know what's something that I probably need to stop? I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the cast before. I get a case of every set. Because A, I want to make sure I have everything. And B, I mostly play with you, and you don't buy cards.
I probably would. If you didn't buy every single one.
I don't buy it. I just buy it. How many cards are in a case?
What I said was, I would probably buy cards if you didn't buy all of the cards that I needed. Not, I would probably buy cards if you didn't buy every card that ever existed.
So every set I buy 3,456 cards. Just the ones in the booster pack. Sometimes
usually,
there's box toppers.
Usually, you and I together need about 16.
Sometimes.
So it's sometimes not even that.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll take a picture maybe for the Twitter sometime, but I have this very neatly organized Digimon collection where I keep 8 of every card just in case JB needs 4 and I need 4. And it's the dumbest shit I do on a regular basis.
It's nice to have a card game daddy.
God.
Card game sugar daddy.
Oh, it feels weird and good and weird and bad.
Would you prefer, like...
Father?
Sir?
Oh, I don't like sir. I don't like sir.
Mister?
Worse.
Okay.
We're getting so much worse. Senor?
Hair? Hair carden buy-in?
I would prefer that more than everything else you've said. But yeah, maybe soon I don't get a case of every set. Maybe I just...
That's okay, Fraulein.
Opening booster packs, it's not fun anymore. It used to make me feel something. Do you remember that?
I still have fun. I don't buy 4,000 cards a month.
3,400.
Oh, sorry.
And it's not a month. It's been a while since... No, And the thing is, I don't think about it. I pre-order it so far in advance. Why did I get a case of the Resurgence booster? I already have all the cards.
Not all of them.
All the except for the new cards in Resurgence Booster, the Gamamon shit, the Ghost Game shit, Everything else in there, it's not for me. It's for people who haven't been playing since the beginning. But why did I get a case of it?
And how does that make you feel?
I mean, it's nice to look at my pile of 30 foil Weedmons. That makes me feel good.
That makes me feel good, too.
And I'll never use them.
It's nice to have them around.
Yeah, but it's cool that I go to work, I see them there, I say, bye-bye, Weedmons. I've done better.
Hey, this isn't about doing good or bad. It's just about being yourself.
That's so much worse.
Now you're doing bad.
Man, what's the worst thing I could say about myself? When I was in second grade,
okay,
I dug in the sandbox,
mm-hmm.
and I found a dead rat.
Oh, no.
And I felt really bad for it. So I got like an entire roll of paper towels,
mm-hmm.
and I wrapped it up and mm-hmm. put it in my backpack. And I told my mom it deserves a proper burial. And my mom laughed at me for bringing a dead rat home, and then she cried at me for bringing a dead rat home. And then we buried it.
Aw.
I don't know how we got here. I named him Scabbers. The dead rat.
Like from Harry Potter?
Yeah.
That's nice.
We've never played my Harry Potter TCG cube.
How many players is best?
8.
I could be 4 people.
You're going to pick 4 cards at once for a card game you've never played?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll pick.
You have to read so many cards.
Pick 4, pass.
What's happening on your phone right now? You're never on your phone during podcast time.
Giant missile.
What? Is there like a...
Oh, sorry. Gargo missile.
Oh.
Main. Suspend one of your opponent's Digimon, then return one of your opponent's suspended Digimon to the bottom of the deck. One of your opponent's Digimon can't unsuspend until the end of your opponent's turn.
Oh, you know what's something really interesting about the 3-color Magnemon?
This option card is ass.
Yes, most of them are. I don't know why I have 8 of them all. The Magnemon that's 3-color they announced, it has a no-touchy effect. Like, you can't be affected.
Yeah, and it's, like, buried in the middle of a paragraph, so I didn't realize for a week.
Yeah, yeah. Just like every Digimon card. And I'm not even going to read it right now, except you should know, viewer, it has a no-touchy effect, which is relevant considering we've been talking about how Tommy is unbanned because they think there's enough no-touchy going around. Should we explain what no-touchy?
Nah. If a card says no-touchy, you can't touch it. Come on.
You're not allowed.
You can't.
It usually has Greymon in the name, but now Magnemon's there.
Yeah. Sometimes it's conditional no-touchy, like no-touchy by Digimon, no-touchy by option cards.
Yeah.
No-touchy by battle.
DP effects? Yeah. Digivolve?
Yeah. But this one says no-touchy.
No-touchy.
No-touchy from opponent's card effects.
Yeah, and it has...
correct me if I'm wrong, that's all of them.
Opponent's card effects. Yeah, that's all of them.
Yeah, every effect in this game is from a card.
Be crazy if it wasn't. If there was a card that cared about my opponent's like figurine in play.
Yeah.
I play all against a lot of people that have their figurines near them, like as a memory counter or just sometimes nearby.
Yeah.
If those helped them get into the dungeon duel monsters and then they got strong, I'd freak out. I just wanted to talk about Dungeon Duel Monsters for a second. I'm sorry.
You're thinking of Dungeon Dice Monsters.
They roll dice in that one?
Yes. Oh, dude. We got to play some Dungeon Dice Monsters sometime.
This is the one they played with those two ball guys?
Not quite. The one that they played with the two bald guys. Two bald guys. That was just a board game hack of Yu-Gi-Oh. Dungeon Dice Monsters came at the end of that season. Or no, sorry, at the end of that season. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I? Is there like a Game Boy Advance game where I can just play Dungeon Duel Monsters? It sounds awful.
Yeah.
This is you all the time. This picture. And then they make the big elemental man, the Power Ranger?
Again, that's not in this episode that you're looking at right now.
No, nothing is. I've never seen that, man.
Yeah, Suijin, Kazajin, and another one. Turn into the Gate Guardian.
Who's not even as big as Blue Eyes, right?
No, I think he's 32,000.
Oh.
3,200.
Why isn't Kaiba... Kaiba's so gay for blue eyes. Like, why isn't he into that guy?
Because the blue eyes, but the blue eyes ultimate dragon is bigger than the gay guardian.
He didn't have him then.
Yes, he did.
Duelist Kingdom?
Yeah. He was always after blue eyes ultimate dragon.
In the first season? I thought he was just into playing blue eyes. And they didn't even have to sacrifice then. He just played him.
Well, he got... Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon didn't show up, I think, until the battle where Kaiba threatened to kill himself. And also played Crush Card for the first time.
Oh, that was in Duelist Kingdom. That was when Kuribo came in.
Yeah. Kuribo won that game.
Well, they forfeited, but...
Yeah. Kuribo would have won that game. Anyway.
This is the dumbest podcast I've ever had.
That's when he reveals his Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon in the first season. So he's had it.
Was he already out of chips? How did he lose those chips?
He was never participating.
Oh, yeah. He just wanted Mokuba.
Yeah.
Can I buy a Mokuba card?
Oh, that'd be fucked up. If you just had, framed somewhere, Mokuba and Grandpa and whoever else got their soul
this
stuck.
Can you imagine the market that would be interested in Mokuba and Grandpa cards? Because I'm trying to buy one right now. I can't find it. Hey, if you make cards.
I don't know. Wherever anyone is getting those fucking sick ass Yu-Gi-Oh! Edison cards. I think Edison is the name of that format.
I Googled.
Oh, sorry,
Edison
I'm mistaken.
Cards.
Not Edison format. Goat format. People who play this specific format of of Yu-Gi-Oh! Will go and will get cards printed that look like the cards in the fucking show. No text on them, just the image, no border, the cut in half look. Oh, it's so good. It's so fresh. I love
it. It's crazy that the people who play Goat Format bought the website goatformat.com that you can just go to read about them.
I think if I ever played Yu-Gi-Oh, it would be Goat Format, and it would be with a bunch of cards that had zero text on them.
Yeah. I was at Target today, and I like I always do, I go to the card aisle hoping something will tempt me. And this time, Target is selling Megazoo. And I was not tempted. Those cards are hideous.
Metazoo?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I thought that game was dead.
I thought that game was for Crypto Bros with $1 million in...
debt?
I was going to say disposable income, but...
I think Crypto Bros going bankrupt would be a great start for a death game show.
Ooh, yeah.
You show up to the death game door and they're like, were you invited? And you have to show off your
deposit
monkey.
Your monkeys here. Yeah. Price for admission.
All your monkeys.
All your monkeys must have been bought for at least $200,000.
Doesn't matter which monkeys. Doesn't matter how much you paid.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much.
Idiots only in this tournament. Hey, if you're someone who bought $200,000 worth of monkeys, I didn't mean to offend you, but you're an idiot. Don't stop. I'm glad you're listening.
Everyone was telling you not to.
You're fucking stupid.
Everyone was telling you not to.
That's the first time I've told
any of our listeners
that they might
idiot?
Be fucking stupid. Hopefully it's none of them. Yeah, I hope it's none of them.
Really hope
but
so
what
too.
If there's one dude who's just like, man, I lost all my money in the crypto market and I just want to find happiness listening to JB and Nolan talking about, oh, they're insulting me. Hey, it's cool. We could play Digimon.
Yeah, we can.
I usually, on a normal basis, play Digimon with fucking idiots. By which I mean JB. I'm going to say it. I think this is the messiest episode we've ever done. We go off onto 10 different tangents in 5 minutes. We never finished talking about Magnemon X, and I don't remember what we were talking about. No touching.
Oh, you would ask me if I thought it was good.
Well, that was like two Magnemon X topics ago. The last one was about No Touchy and how, because of the Tommy ban, or Unrestrict,
yeah,
in favor of cards having No Touchy, I bet No Touchy will become a keyword soon.
Mm.
It's just going to be a normal thing we deal with.
No touchy keyword makes sense.
Or, like, you can't lose more than one security in a turn.
I think the card is pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah. It has blocker and everything. It does everything. You can grab it with TK.
It has both vaccine and free.
Oh, my God. That's gross. I can counter Magnemon X, recover one, my turn.
Push out.
Option of hope. What
is it? Yeah, messenger of hope messenger into Magnemon. Messenger of hope into Magnemon X, yeah. Magna Ange.
Magna.
I'm melting.
Do you remember when the Phantom Menace was coming out? And it was the first time Yoda used a lightsaber? And there were commercials that would be like, "Who da man? Yoda man. Yoda is da man this summer." The guy strikes back. That's how you are with Magnemon.
Magnum Man.
I'm not book smart. I'm money smart.
It may be a messy episode, but to be fair, we did talk a lot about Digimon. Well, we did talk about Digimon.
And Digimon
related
matters, like Yu-Gi-Oh. I want you to know that, viewer, that we took a break. And we usually take a break to relax and reset, and the instant we sat down at the card game table in my garage, JB said, "So this is the episode," showing me their phone. "This is the episode where all the blue eyes become the big blue eyes, and it's in Duelist Kingdom."
I just want to make sure I was right. I'm not going to fact check important things.
I don't think I've ever been right about a Yu-Gi-Oh thing between us.
Because you don't try to be right.
I'm loud. And that's successful at that.
Yeah, absolutely. You are hitting all of your goals, none of which.
Yeah, you get it.
But I like that because it's very nice to, you know, in my mind, open the oldest, nastiest, dustiest filing cabinets I've got, you know?
Yeah.
And things that I subliminally learned about Duelist Kingdom when
I don't think it was subliminal. Well, I think you watched it and learned it. There were no tricks. They said, "Hey kids, this show's a commercial for the game," and you said, "When's it come on?"
That's what. Oh man. And then there were shows that were commercials for the games that weren't the card game. Ooh. Yu-Gi-Oh! Capsule Monsters.
Which one was that?
It aired exclusively like Sunday mornings at like 8 a.m.
I used to watch Digimon at that hour.
Yeah.
Right. I was watching Digimon. I wasn't watching Capsule Monsters.
It was the Digimon time slot.
I was busy then. You never watched Digimon, but there was one year where. There was one year we watched the Digibowl to its completion. With Terry
that
Bradshaw.
Was awesome.
Yeah, there were two. They did it twice.
I didn't even live here when we did that.
My gosh.
We did that over Discord.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. It's funny.
And I want to clarify, when I say live here, I mean the same city and not the same home.
Well, we lived in the same home for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a different time, though.
Yeah. But
we currently do not live in the same home. But I remember. I was so excited when they announced there was going to be a new Digimon trading card game. Because I was looking for a new trading card game. Really trying to find some sort of new rectangle to get me hooked. And Digimon came out at the perfect time. And I told so many people in my life, "Hey, there's a new Digimon trading card game." And none of them gave a shit.
People that had been in your life for a while.
Years. I had known you for 2 months, I think. And I said, "Hey, Rubik's Cubone. Have you seen Briar Ludramon?" And you were like, "Holy shit. You put them both on top?"
I really don't know why I started playing the game besides maybe like a need for friends. And I had never like watched Digimon. The closest I had come to Digimon as a concept was a weird like card tin that only held about 5 cards that had Agumon on the front of it.
Yeah, and on the back was like Agumon's height and weight, like a baseball card.
Yeah, but it was a card tin.
Yeah, I still have the Gatomon one of that. I use it for tokens in certain games.
Oh my God.
But yeah, if that's all your Digimon experience, man, that was a dark time. It was 2020.
We were all looking for
something. Anything.
A lifeboat.
What's crazy is, to give more depth in how we met, you were in Houston at the time.
Yes.
When I met you on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I was living in Dallas. At a certain point, you had planned to move to Dallas. You still lived in Houston. And you were like, yeah, I'm going to start playing the Digimon trading card game a lot. Can you send me cards? And I'm like, you're going to live here in 3 weeks. And you're like, I need them for the tournament on Tuesday. Like, you needed them so fast.
It was fucking... I was crazed. I had nothing else to look forward to.
It was a dark time. We played a lot of Valorant.
And I went to that Tuesday locals, and I won second
place.
You
dominated.
I won second place on the worst Ragna list.
Yeah, it wasn't like you had 4X of things, like you were doing things. You're like, these are the cards I have.
Yeah. it was fucking Lunchbox Yu-Gi-Oh! And oh, it was beautiful.
I would love to see a trading card game. I guess Keyforge kind of did it. Keyforge was this game where you bought, for lack of a better term, starter decks you played out of the box, but you weren't allowed to edit them ever. So if you go to a tournament, you either A, got a deck there, like everyone got a new deck, or B, everyone brought their favorite deck that they weren't allowed to edit.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell because on the back was a specific keyword name, like Big Honkin' Burger. And all your cards said Big Honkin' Burger on the back. You couldn't mix them around. I wish that same style of like lunch table singleton weird stuff could happen, but in a pool of like 600 cards and no one knows what's going on. There's always going to be people who know what's going on, who have gone online and dug through every card, and they know every combo that I don't, and I'm just like, man, I wish I was here at the beginning. That's my favorite time to play a card game, when we're all confused. Mm-hmm. I don't like it when we're not confused.
Sure.
And I would love more lunch table, just like, these are the cards I got.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I have an adult salary to buy trading cards, 8 of them.
I was thinking about this earlier. The reason Yu-Gi-Oh! Grabbed me so hard as a TV show and as a concept and as an every waking thought and motif is because of the absolute bullshit they did with the cards, you know? Like, I attack the moon.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
I attack the ring around your castle.
What is the closest we could possibly get to that IRL? One way is a role-playing game.
Yeah.
That comes with, check this out, 120 trading card style cards.
Okay.
With nothing but a name and a picture on them.
Oh, and you just play them?
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Or maybe like a colored border. And
ooh. Yeah, you set collect that way.
And just like a set of TTRPG rules attached to that. That'd be cool. But what's the closest a card game could actually get to that bullshit?
I played one card game that I don't remember the name of, but it was, you had a deck of cards and a Gundam. It wasn't Gundam, but it was a Gundam you moved around a tactics grid, and you could attack the terrain nearby, and they were like, these rules will come in a future set. There was never another set. It was just people like me playing. That was kind of close.
So by necessity, every game was homebrewed?
Pretty much. We were just kind of moving figures around, playing cards.
There's something to, like, an every game special rule TCG.
Which I kind of think is why Marvel Snap excels the way it does, because no one knows what those 3 locations are going to be. They're going to be crazy.
Sure.
And I think Marvel Snap is really well designed that way, that every game you kind of come in, you get your 12 cards to adapt that way. There's only so much you can do with it. But man, I wish a different game did that, because Marvel Snap, the cost of playing Marvel Snap is free, but you have to play it every day. I'm tired. Sometimes I want to take a day off. And if I do that, I might not get the new cards. Yeah. I feel like I need to hire a child to mow my lawn and play Marvel Snap for me.
How did you ever play an MMO?
I didn't really.
No?
I played MMO was when I was... There was a brief period of time when I was 24 years old where I was unemployed for 6 months. And I asked my friend... This is a weird part of my life to explain. I was living with a friend who I had met through professional gaming, cool. Which was my previous job. And I said, I'm unemployed. I can't pay rent right now. What do I do? And he's like, you should play Final Fantasy 14 with us. And I said, okay. And my black mage learned all the circles.
That's awesome.
He knew every circle in the game.
Did it make you happy?
I would get home from when I actually had a job later, and I'd be like, have you guys done your dailies yet? And you're like, yeah, we all did them. And I was like, so I'm going to do my dailies alone? Like, I'm going to go into a dungeon alone? I don't want to play this dumb game. That's what Marvel Snap's doing to me.
Feels weird talking like about life coherently about a subject.
Yeah,
really.
About life.
Yeah,
but not just.
What's happening?
And not just.
Are we still in security checkpoint?
Big armored dinosaur boys. Oh my god, we never went to baggage claim.
That's the problem.
Oh,
oh god,
here,
we're
let's
off
turn
the
it
clock.
On here.
We're off the clock. We gotta go. Hello and welcome to Baggage Claim. Tonight we have all of the trade rumors, all of the free agency moves, all of the draft pick swaps that happened this last week. What?
In my house? We have all the breaking news that occurred in my home. Some trick-or-treaters came.
And they're being traded to the house next door.
Dude, I really thought I was going to give out candy the whole time. And then I started playing Street Fighter. And they rang my doorbell, and I was like, I can't. I'm in a set. And then I turned my lights off.
Dude, that's nuts. We stopped recording because a trick-or-treater came twice. And then they never did again.
Oh, yeah. We were going to record, and we were like, nah, it's Halloween. They're going to keep coming.
Yeah,
and they never
came
again.
The kids don't trick-or-treat like they used to.
Not here. I think they do it in areas with a lot more light and money.
Yeah.
Like, I would go to the rich neighborhoods.
But
not my neighborhood.
I don't know. I just remember, like, it was always a thing to, like, you know, you got up, you hung out with your group of friends. You all went trick-or-treating together. Sometimes you run into some kids you know from school. It's crazy.
Yeah. Do you think the internet has
ruined us?
Yeah.
A little
bit. Because, now that I think about it, I don't see the waves of them. I just assumed it was my neighborhood. But, yeah, I don't see the waves of them.
Yeah. There's no, like... There's no, like, gutsy 12-year-olds out there.
Yeah. And if they are, they're pretending to be gutsy online. When in reality, they're fucking cowards. They would never fight me.
They would never knock on a door and ask trick-or-treat.
Yeah. Half the time, the kids who did knock on my door and say trick-or-treat, they couldn't muster up to say trick-or-treat. They just held the bag forward. And I'm like, dude, the transaction here, we gotta pay. Give me my half.
I heard you tell a kid, you gotta say it.
I don't ask for much.
Nuts. How did their parent feel about that?
Their parent said trick or treat for them. I raised my eyebrows and the kid went, burr, burr, burr. Like, no words, but the inflection was there. So I gave him a lot of candy. I keep trying to find that perfect game that makes me want to not load up Street Fighter.
And you haven't found it yet?
No, I think it comes out next week, though. Risk of Rain Returns. I cannot wait to show you that game, and you said, it looks fine, and then I gift it to you, and I'm like, please, please play it.
It'll be fun. I never played the first one, but it's really small.
It's like Maple Story with guns.
But it's so small.
Yeah, you're a little guy. It's like Maple Story. Did you play Maple Story?
A little bit. I played more Gaia Online.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
I played a lot of Gaia Online. Like, a lot. Oh, God. Did you know me on Gaia Online?
Oh, that'd be the dream, right?
What was your name on Gaia Online?
I think at the time it would have been SPF 890.
Were you in a guild called MPL?
No.
Then I probably didn't know you.
Okay.
Okay. That's good. It's probably good. I'm glad we didn't flirt on an anime forum 20 years
crazy.
Ago. I'd probably throw up.
Were you the girl or was I the girl?
There's no telling. Do you remember they had a personal section, though?
Oh, my God, I do.
They shut it down after, like, the first 2 years for God. Because there were...
Because it would just get so horny immediately.
I played so much Gaia Online. And play, I mean, just talked bullshit. Because it's just a forum where you have an avatar, and the more you talk, the more quote-unquote currency you get.
But I just want... But I just want the good fashion.
Yeah,
you know?
I could look great.
I could look crazy.
And I looked great.
I didn't.
I every month they had a thing where you could spend $2.50 to get the monthly magical item.
Ooh.
I did it a lot. And I had to like walk my mom through how to use PayPal. I'm like, this is how you buy me the thing I want. God bless that woman.
That's awesome. I was busy spending my mom's money on Ninja Saga on Facebook.
You a Facebook game? You spent money on a Facebook game?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How old were you?
Like
too old?
Like 15.
Too old to spend money on a Facebook game.
No, younger than 15, but too old.
God damn.
It was just a Naruto ripoff. You can play it for free on Steam. It's called Shinobi Wars now.
Is it just get more people in your guild, your clan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
if your
awesome.
Clan's bigger, your daily will be better.
Yeah, you can unlock the Sharingan if you pay for premium.
Yeah, I had a premium.
Oh, God. It was Adventure. Something.
Adventure Quest?
AdventureQuest.com.
I had
a Guardian account.
I had a Dragon Fable premium account.
I think that came after I quit. Because I was at the beginning, and there was nothing to do if you weren't a Guardian.
I've been talking about Adventure Quest so much recently.
That's weird. Because
so
no one else is. They had a card game.
That's cool.
It died right away. On impact. Like, they made the beginner set. Like, here's how to play. There was nothing else.
Oh, my God. There was one Halloween where they released a cutscene of their paladin, and there were just weren't any other cutscenes, and it was just this whole animation.
It was the cutscene.
It was just a whole animation. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome. What was his name? The paladin.
I think that was past me, dude.
It was Arlen?
Oh.
Arvin?
Like, the joke they played on me was AdventureQuest.com, there was no, like, you could never, like, move WASD, move your character around. It was just clicking.
Yeah.
And they said, the Guardian package is $15, and it's a one-time payment. You will never, ever, ever have to spend any more money on AdventureQuest.com. And I believed them. I fucking believed them.
Oh,
and then, like,
man.
3 months later, they'd be like, you're not going to believe this, but there's a new way to spend money.
And it let you WASDA? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, eventually they got to that. It was years after I quit, but then you could WASD around and find you like Final Fantasy found dudes to fight. What a weird thing I spent my time in. Like a lot of time.
There was like a duels.com browser MMO that I was really into. It was, I don't.
Guns, the duel?
No. It was like an MMORPG, but it was all browser-based. It was a lot of menus, but it was this really interesting, like...
And not RuneScape.
It was this really interesting visual novel with, like branching quest trees and shit. It was awesome.
I've never heard of this.
It went offline in, like, 2014, but I've been dreaming of it forever.
I'm sure there's a place online
I
where
think
people
it was
just like you.
Com?
That sounds like an expensive URL to have.
Exactly. That's what I think happened.
Yeah. Is they sold it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep waiting for someone to revive the Adventure Time MOBA. It was browser only, and it was excellent.
That's so,
that was a lot of fun.
That's super cool. They're doing a 10th anniversary Card Wars thing. Pretty soon.
Did you play Card Wars?
I played a little bit. I never like made a competitive deck, but I played the starters.
I didn't even know you could edit decks.
Yeah. They had like packs of cards you could buy.
Oh, they like randomized?
Yes.
I thought it was entirely ugh. That's exhausting.
I know.
Netrunner did a beautiful thing. I think I've talked about it before. I'll keep talking about it. It was the best. Where there were no randomized.
Yeah.
It was LCG. There was just an expansion you bought every month or not. Maybe you didn't want those ones. You never opened up a random pack of cards. And maybe it's because I buy a fucking case every set that I'm sick of opening a random pack of cards. If they just had what I needed.
You ever played Gunslinger?
No, I played Gun...
Artillery.
Yeah, Gun...
Mortar.
Gun Mortar. Gun Game.
Gun Shell.
Gun Time. It was like Worms.
Gun Quest.
Next. Gunbound.
Gunbound.
Okay. It was like Worms. I played it a lot.
Gunslinger is an LCG I bought one time and read the rules and then understood what an LCG was and then never played it.
Why? Was it bad?
I don't know. I just didn't have anyone to play with.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard enough to convince someone to play a board game. Then you open it up and you're like, oh, it's actually A trading card game.
Yeah. The most real thing my mother ever said to me that I still hear sometimes when I'm buying a game. I had $25 and I was 12 walking around Target. And I fell in love with the Bionicle board game. It looked so cool. And my mom said, honey, who's going to play this with you?
Oh, that's so brutal.
It sucked so bad.
It's so real.
She wasn't. I know.
She wouldn't, yeah.
Because my mom would play some board games with me. She wasn't going to play that one.
That's awesome. Well, it's even parents need to set boundaries, you know?
Especially. That's awesome. Did your parents have strong feelings about, like, pirating things?
They only caught me, like, 3 times. And over the 26 years I've been alive, and they said stop every time. and
nothing more?
Yeah.
My mom said stop really passionately. Like, this isn't right. It's illegal. Don't do it. And then she realized I could pirate things for her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, well, we are poor.
Yeah, my mom would tell me to stop pirating stuff, but then, like, anytime we need to watch a movie, she'd bust out that disc holder full of shit film from the third row of the movie theater.
Oh, God. Back when we watched, what were they called? Screeners or something? For when just a dude with the camera in the third row? There was a name for it.
Pirated DVDs.
It was just theft.
It was booty.
You got any theft out there? We could watch Theft tonight. Yeah, I think that's how I first watched Flubber. Robin Williams looked weird from that angle.
Thank you for listening to the Security Checkpoint Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at SEC Checkpoint Pod. Wait, no. You can find us on Twitter at SEC Check. You can find us on Twitter at SEC Checkpoint.
You can email us.
You can email us.
At seccheckpointpod@gmail.com.
You can leave us a question in Spotify.
You could leave us an answer in Spotify.
Wait, no, but not if we ask for questions.
Oh, it just says, so what's up?
Oh, we should change that. I'll change that.
Yeah, I wish you'd write in more, viewer. I miss you guys. You can retain hours upon hours of the first season of Yu-Gi-Oh! In the back of your brain and bring it up 20 years later. Now you go.
You can hardly hear the game over all this ruckus.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Hey, if you have any suggestions or things you want us to talk about, like Digimon-wise, you should tell us, or we're going to keep doing this bullshit. I'd love to hear your thoughts, viewer who likes us.
And if there's any viewers who don't like us, don't do that to yourself. Come on.
Be nicer.
Be nicer to
you. To you and us.
Yeah.
Especially us, though. I'm not doing great.
But that's it for...
That's it for all of our thoughts. There's no more. Next week, we'll talk about Risk of Rain Returns and this announcement and probably expired Halloween candy.
And probably Yu-Gi-Oh!
Probably Yu-Gi-Oh!
Bye!
To avocados.